Okay, we're up to Masechta Machshirin, Mishn Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, Beis Beis. We have over here a merchatz, bath, and the tameik. Merchatz shel mayim shuvim tameim. We have a merchatz of mayim shuvim tameim. The water is tameim. Okay, the water is tameim. A sheretz filled with the merchatz. Zeyasa tameya. Hazeh hayoytzis min a merchatz machsheretz min tameim kachas. The zeyah, the sweat. And it comes out of the merchatz, machsheres, from the tam makachas. So we thought that was a good one before, that if you have water that's tamea, water that's tamea is machsher, I feel a shlo l'rotzen. If you have liquid that's tamea, you touch the dead body, you touch the sheres, you touch everything. So therefore, it's going to be, if someone touched the merchatz, it's fine. Utohar, merchatz shal mayim tohoidim, to go in merchatz shal mayim mayim, a fountain, merchatz that's tohar. Bechiyutan, zeyos a machsheres. So if a person gets wet, it's machsheres, provide bechiyutan. Provided, of course, that you will make contact that way, it's a machsheres.
Chiyuta means that you want it.
Bechiyuta, the zeyos machsheres. It's also zeyos machsheres. Habrecha shabayis, a pool nabayis. Brecha smayim shabayis, a pool. Habayis mazir machmasa, habayis mazir machmas habrecha. If the whole house is wet, there's mold in the house. In Tanea Habrecha, in the Brecha's Tanea.
Well, you go into your bathroom, right? You take a hot bath, right?
The Zay on the walls.
Yeah.
Habayis Mazir Machmas, Habayis Mazir Machmas Habrecha, in Tanea Habrecha, Zayas Kolbayis Shemachmas Habrecha Tanea. Machshira Utmutam Kachas. If Zayas Habayis Shalay.
What does that mean, Machshira?
It makes the food. If a food touches the wall, the whole house is Tamei.
Shemachmas Habrecha Tamei, Machshira Tamei.
Machshira Utmutam Kachas. It's the Machshira Utmutam Kachas. Aval, we're going to Yamkon. We want to Yamkon. Yer Shemaim. Aval, this is Chodesh.
Aval
Zeh Sabayis Shloy Machmas Zeh, but the Zeh Sabayis Shloy Machmas Harei Shanim Leel Shzeh Sabotim Pah. But if the reason why, I don't know what the Chumash is teaching, what's the Chesh here? But the Zeh of the Bayis is not because of the Brecha. The house is sweaty. The house is sweaty, not due to the Brecha. So it's Tahara. So the water is not going to be Metame. It's not going to be Metame. The water will be Machshir if it's Bechiyutan, but it's not going to be Metame. Let's see the mission start in America. It's Tamea. Erechot is Tamea. Zeos Tamea. Not only if the fruit touches the wall, does the fruit become Hochshul Kabbal to the Zorim, the fruit is Tamei automatically. That was the old Sugya. Utehoyra. But let's say the Tehoyra. Let's say the Bayis, the Brechas, the Merchot is Tahara. So the Chiyutan. So the food does not become Tamei. If a food touches the walls of the bay of the merchatz, the food does not become tummy, but it becomes hukshar. Habrecha shabayis, the brecha of the bayis, habayis is mazir machmasa, and the bayis becomes whole bayis is sweaty because of the brecha. In b'tameya, if the brecha is tameya, zeyas kol habayis shemachmasa brecha tameya. Pashas, okay, no chiddush.
Shtei brechas.
Shomayim shoshoy b'bayis if two brechas. Achas of shomayim. I guess we'll lead into this mishnah. That's the whole problem. Mishnah leading. So here. The ganze is shoshol bayis shol bayis echad hoy shoshol maim to term avechas meim v'shol maim to meim hamazia mach karav to meim. So now to meim dora karav lebrecha to meim.
The sweat next to the one that's
to meim zeyos to meim shemach mas abrecha at meim hu mazia karav to meim tor dora karav lebrecha to meim zeyos to meim nechsel nechsel dava hanim so ben shtei abrechas b'yamsa b'mchid sarav v'chshav v'nehem to meim is exactly in the center to meim zeyos to meim shoholchem luchomu luchomu. You have a machitza, right smack in the middle. So therefore, the law is zayasa tameya shalchem lchamra barzel tameya habam mikli tamei shenishbar. Okay, let's just say it's a barzel. Habam mikli tamei shenishbar shabalolar sheirvay in barzel tar an alloy. You have a mixture of two different metals. We also mita aruva.
Tamei zayas tumah shalchem lchamra. That was the last part of the last one.
50-50. Dabar Hanimsa, Bein Shtei Berichos, Bein Mechitzas, Harevach Shebenayim.
Oh, it's a Mechitza.
I have a red line.
Yeah. So say, yes,
this is your part, this is my part. It's on the boundary. Go Luchumra. Go Luchumra.
Basel Tomei.
Basel Tomei. You have a piece of metal that's Tomei. You have an alloy. You mix it in Basel Tomei. You also made it as Kli. You made a Kli. You melted down to a piece of metal. You made it into a Kli. Imroi min ham Tomei. Imroi bar shalak Kli. Who min ha Basel Tomei. Tomei. Tommy Akali, Shawashakin, Hokam goes about Kumashkuma Tahas, Shabu, and the Shrub of Hoshu Yasuman Hashwam Kilhadash, the Yasu Little Dosma Yashana. There's Nikasha. Kasha is you buy the clay. If you have a clay, you have a metal utensil, and you destroy it. you mail utensils. People made a kunst. What was the kunst they used to do in the time of Chazal? I have a metal utensil and it's tanei.
They should break it.
So what do you do? You have to wait 7 days. I have to go bring it to the base of the
Israel. Break it.
So break it. Break it. And we can't do this. People do to be, the people. When do we do this? People who are marked to be tovel pans, tinfoil pans,
yeah.
The tin pans.
Yeah.
So people put in the mikvah. No one puts in the mikvah. You put in the mikvah.
No.
So some people do. The market, you go, you buy it in the store. You have to be to a tin can, make a cake in a tin can. You have to go do it. So let's say you forget to do it. So what do is you cut it, you slice the corners, the four corners, and you flatten it out to be one big pan, and then you put it back together and you staple it. If the batter is not a liquid batter, it's just like a thick batter, which you don't care, there are holes, that it's not perfect. So what you it's a kli shenas al yidei Yisrael. It was a geisha kli. I destroyed it. What?
Who would ever want to do that?
People do it, believe it or not. People will mark it on halacha. Yer Shemayim.
Yer Shemayim.
The Ritzon Hashem, the Ritzon
HaBayim.
It's you making.
You can't use the pan afterwards.
Well, it's the batter.
The batter will leak out.
Also, if you have a very liquid batter.
If you're making chicken in it, the water will come out.
Grease will come out, right. But if you, let's say, something that's very thick, something very, very thick.
What's thick? Like what?
I don't know. I'm not a cook. I'm not a chef.
So talk sensible, because there's nothing you can cook in it.
This is written in the books.
So it'll stay.
Ask your wife. Maybe there is such a thing. Maybe there is such a thing. Any event, so therefore that rule we allow you to do when it comes to a mikvah, but when it comes to tumah v'tahara, people will do this. They didn't want to go wait 7 days of the paraduma water, day three, day seven, and they toivel it twice before and after. It's a big avodah, twice before and after. So they would destroy the utensil, they would make it unusable, then they would reconstitute it.
Right.
So it's a gvaldik kunz. That way they mavatl it. And then they bring it back together.
Right.
So guess what? It's over here that it's not going to make a difference. It's not going to help you. It's still tamek. That's tamek hasa. The tekan derabban. If you try to take a metal and you reconstitute it, it doesn't make a difference. The tumah is going to come back, even though when I tell you the tumah does not come back because you've destroyed it and you've made a new utensil. Midraban, in order not to avoid to make kunsim, to avoid the requirements, it's tamek midraban. So here it says it's tamek. So here you're doing the zlobas. You have two utensils. Piece of metal that's tamei. So if the boots, that's what they're talking about. Clean.
In barzel tov.
Tamei shukin hakham gozer.
There is clean. And you.
The also matruvus embroidered mina tamei. In ruboy shel akli hu mina barzel tamei. Tamei akli shukin hakham gozer. Yes, you took two utensils.
Where did it say I broke it?
Because you're making a new utensil. If you're making a new utensil, there's no way.
Where is he making a new utensil?
So it says over here. It says over here. Barzel tamei shabalalai in barzel tohar. From another utensil that's tar.
So you make a tar.
A new utensil.
You combine a tamei utensil with a
tar utensil. And make a new utensil. Now, I destroyed the old utensil.
So it should be like a new
tar.
It should be
exactly.
Like a new thing.
Shekain, here's the Yisrael. You have to remember this for the rest of your life. Shekain HaChacham Gazru Al Kli Mateches Shenitmu V'Nishperu, and it broke.
B'chaz
of Yosem and Ashwarim Kelim Chadashim Sheyachzru L'Tumasam HaYishana Ayin Kelim. We learned that.
We learned it.
Okay? That's not
but we learned in Caleb that if you break it.
Yeah.
If you break it, so it becomes a new Caleb.
If you break it,
it still marks, so then the whole kunst doesn't work.
No, it's exactly.
It's chazal.
Yes, but in this instance over here, you have a utensil that's two utensils. I made a utensil from the tar. So we go bust the roif. If most of the utensil, the utensil number three, which is comprised of one and two, if the majority of the weight of the metal is from the one that was tar, then it's tar. I have a little big pot that's
okay,
tar.
But the cloud that we said that
remains true.
Doesn't remain true because it's chazal to masa.
Yeah, but in this case it's not a problem because in this case the new utensil.
Because you have two.
The majority is the majority. Tar.
But what would happen if the majority? But we said
it just
said
it's tummy. The majority is tummy. It's tummy.
It's tummy. But we learned. I thought we learned that if you break the keli right and you put it back together, it becomes a new keli and loses its tummy.
But in this case,
but I'm saying in that case,
yes.
But we're not saying that here. We're saying it's chayzer.
We're not chayzer. It depends what the majority is.
The
I don't know what's the whole problem here.
Look.
It does. But in this case, my new utensil number three, is made from two utensils.
Right.
One is tummy, one is tar.
Right. And since but I'm saying in this case, it would go back.
Of course.
But I thought we said the reason why we broke it was to cut the.
Remove the tumor.
Yeah.
So the Chazal say you're not. They didn't like that. It doesn't work.
Oh, so they were geyser.
A geyser.
But originally it did work.
Originally did work.
It's only because they were geyser.
Geyser. People try to make a kunz.
Okay. So
people try to beat the system. Beat the system. The whole story of life. To beat the system. The imroy. I mean, that's all the imroy. The imroy. Vakli mehu menabar zal tamitar. Next. Let's say the number tested entry is comprised of one and two. And it's 50-50, 50 from Tomei, 50 from Tohar. It's exactly 50. 50 words of Allah, we go Luchum, it's going to be Tomei. Good?
Yep.
Nu Allah, Gisteroyos.
Gisteroyos. We had that word before.
This is Kidroy Shulcheres. Means pieces, broken paper, Kideros, a pot, Shulcheres, a pottery. Hoasuyos lahatolas meraglayim, which is used as a urinal, a bedpan.
Uh-huh.
Okay? She Yisrael, the goyim
matim osefam. There's a word for those guys.
Bedpan.
No, there's a word. Go ahead.
Okay, a urinal. No? She Yisrael, the goyim matim, they have downstairs, they have 17 of them, you know? 17 downstairs, it counts. Minim toif. Toif. Zoyos yispal kol chos la is mitzoy. Chazal Hashem, two things. One is an Isha and one is Beis Akise. And an Isha is Matish Mash Toiv. So Melo, even when the other Psha'an the Gemara, that it means Beis Akise, it has to be communion Toiv.
Good. Today is your Therese.
It's cool. No?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Write it down.
Better, I have it over for posterity. Posterity.
No, bathroom.
It's a big business, you know, it can make a lot of money. Gisros Kedera Shalcheres, I used to live in the house of Luke and Matil Lusacha, Meir Glayem.
Does it make a difference if it's Yisrael or a
Goy? She Yisrael, no, because a Goy is a Zof. You assume that there's going to be a Nitzitz of Ziv. I say, She Yisrael, the Goy, Matil, Mosech, Amir, Aglaim, Imroim, Havan, Tamei, Mena, Goyim, Shemer, Aglaim, Tamei, Mishum, Shigosh, Acham, Aleim, Shiyu, Kazavim, Lechol, Dereim. A Goy is much worse. It's a Zof. We assume that it's Ziva. It's a Ziva, it's an Avatoma. Tamei, everything is called Tamei. The Imroim, Shalom, Tar, Yisrael, Tar, Hakol, Tar. Shlagozhu al Miraglaim shall go Hamasai Burabi shall Yisrael. A Yisrael's Miraglaim is Toha. The Miraglaim of a Goy is Toha. So let's say there's a Taruvis. Taruvis. You go Basaroiv. Simple. Mechsal Mechsa, Mechsa shall go, Mechsa shall Yisrael Tommy. Hakol Hamashachim Lachumba. Next. Me Shifichos. Me Shaifchim Shaifchim Isam Lachutz Becheskas Tameim Haim. You pour water in the gutter. Gutter water. Water in the street. So it's Becheskas Tommy. Go out to the
street.
Shigar makes it now it's rain. You have to make a calculation how much rain. It's the meteorologist. How much rain came down? So if most of the water in the puddle is going to be from where you throw in the house,
right?
Then Tommy, Sue water is part of Tommy. Let's say there's rainwater on the street.
First.
I feel the coal shahim, the smallest amount of water came first. Then the Yeshua is not feeling coal shahim, I feel the shaman being harbored. We'll learn that shot. Even cold, no matter how much, make a shaman in cold, we'll learn that shot. Then.
Just a little bit.
The rainwater comes first, and then comes the shnei shvachim from tamei shvachim. Therefore, the only time we're going to say that you go bust the calculation only when the mei shvachim came first, and then came the mei shvachim. But the mei shvachim came first, and then came the mei shvachim. It's always going to be tamei.
Right.
So it rains,
right.
And then the sewage released. Always tummy. Years of every time I have the fish, I'm doing the kind of the crunch, and I saw how my clean utensil, the claim to the Chicago Mesh Shvichas, or the Mesh Shvichas come first, the Chli, the Achkach level of the Shamal Lesechem, and then the Mesh Shvichas comes up, and then the Shamal Kavalim Tumma Lefish Shamal Lehech Shivam If it was the Meish Shachas was in the Kli, was in the Kli, the Kol Zman Shei Machshav is Megsham in Mekablim Tumo, the Nims of Shein Khan Elo Tumas Meish Shachim.
What?
The Kavan Shehuba Yel Shabbat Megashamim, the majority is Megashamim, Bog of Roif. Avlim Kha Megasham Kli, Shabbat I Nesu, Nesu Lulu Rutsoino, and Yachshu and Tashmish, Harish Mekablim Tumo, Hugo, and Nafalay, the Kol Shehu, the Meish Shachos. In other words, it's chuksha. If the rainwater is in a utensil, so it's chushav in your eyes. It's chuksha l'kabel tumma because you want it. And now in May, shayfcha falls, it's going to become tum. But the other way around, not. Beram, inesu, hamayim, bekak, we don't need. Let's read, we have enough information to learn the Mishnah. Chaz the Mishnah, we don't need all this information. That's why I don't like the Kabbalah, because some kind goes, it goes way off and it gets.
Let's go.
Shkei berechas, we have two berechas. Achasav, yachasneya. One is so. Now listen, it gets this moisture. Card of the tamei tame, card of the tar tar. Mechzel mechzel tame. Barzel tame should be below in barzel tar an alloy. In remin atame tame. In remin atame tar tar. Good. Mechzel mechzel tame. Gisterois a bedpan. She yishol the guy matil the sechon. In remin atame tame. In remin atar tar. Mechzel mechzel tame. Good. Mei shefichas. You have a collection of sewer water. Shayardu alayim megishamim. Im rabin atame, tame. If the majority of the meishvich is tame, im rabin atar tar, then it becomes mevatel. That's not so tame. Emos, that is not your kadu meishvich. The meishvich came first, and the megisham come on top of it. Avim kadu megishamim. Afilu kol shehi, no matter a lot, a little, no matter what, the meishvich is tame. Then when the shvichos make a tame, no matter what. Okay, good.
That's it.
Next mission is Dalek.
Okay. This is the Shama. It's all mine.
Mine is Shama.
It's all mine.
It's all yours. It's all yours.